USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are grateful for you.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our community safe.
Now, the Vice President noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots, part of this agency, have been enforcing our laws and making America safe. And I want to commend each and every one of you for being a part of that incredible tradition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
We will not stand idly by and allow public institutions to violate their students' constitutional rights.
President Trump signs an executive order protecting campus free speech.
If a college or university doesn't allow you to speak, we will not give them money. Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
In other news, former Vice President Joe Biden reportedly considering Stacey Abrams as a running mate should he decide to run for 2020. Someone from his staff floating the idea to Axios, Abrams losing to Republican Brian Kemp, who President Trump endorsed in the Georgia governor's race. On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points to close at 25,962, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Israel. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here.
To sports now, an intercontinental baseball superstar retires. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Ichiro is basically Japan's Michael Jordan. He is the guy.
Tony Black, a reporter for King 5 TV in Seattle, where Ichiro Suzuki, who'd been a phenom in his native Japan for 9 years, began his U.S. baseball career in 2001. He went on to the Yankees and Marlins, but then returned to end his career in Seattle.
His career numbers speak for themselves. He has a 19-year career in the major leagues, another 9 years also in the Japanese league as well. 10-time All-Star, career batting average over 300, and also has more than 3,000 hits in the major leagues.
On Thursday at the Tokyo Dome, in the 2,653rd and final game of his MLB career, the 45-year-old received a lengthy standing ovation from fans and teammates as Seattle beat Oakland in 12.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.